On today's Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, we're talking about the best and the absolute worst, most ridiculous, outrageous, stupid, silly, or just plain dumb band names of all time. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Hello, everybody. It's the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and sitting with me, right next to me, in the co-pilot's chair tonight is Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio fame and all kinds of fame.
Oh, yeah. Today's, all the fame.
He's our resident rock historian. And so welcome, Lily. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
If I was any better, I wouldn't be able to stand myself. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Please check back often. We are also now on Rock Rage Radio on Monday nights at 11. They replay the show. So those of you who are hanging out with live, you're getting it fresh and you're getting it in the moment and you can comment and we can talk. But no worries if you are a Rock Rage Radio fan. Rock Rage Radio is committed, just like we are, to great guitar-driven rock. So you can go to RockRageRadio.com and download the app. We are also a part of the Classic 92.3 family as well, so we'd like to thank all our affiliates out there for supporting us and getting the message out about great guitar-driven rock, hard rock, heavy metal, and rock and roll. So that's what we are all about. As I said at the top of the show there, we're going to be talking about crazy band names, but also really great band names. So we're going to just be talking about, you know, what it means to name. One of the, if you've ever been in a band and you guys out there that play, you know, one of the most fun things and one of the most nerve-wracking things is naming the band. Once you start the band, like, what are we going to call this thing? And it can be a lot of fun, and it can also be like a real headache. So it's no wonder that there's a lot of crazy band names, because it's just sometimes it's just hard to think of anything. And sometimes you think of something, you're being really clever, and it just turns out that it just...
It's just not.
It's stupid.
You're just wrong.
Yes. So so that is going to be tonight's topic. Lily, what's going on? Did you do anything fun this week?
I went to, since we spoke last, I went to Striper last Wednesday, which was effing phenomenal.
Did you get saved?
I think I did, actually, wow. Which is scary. I was right up front, but Michael Sweet's voice was a little off, but I'm going to tell you what, he didn't pull any Vince Neil. He didn't throw the microphone out. He just said, I'm going to sing, and I don't care, and he sounded great, and I got some great photos, and they were throwing little Bibles out. I don't know if that's blasphemic at all, but it might be, with their name on it. And, yeah, it was awesome. They were amazing.
They throw Bibles into that. That's been part of their thing for a long time, is they throw the Bible.
I didn't get one. They know not to give one to me.
Well, it would, like, catch on fire if you picked it up.
Probably, like, but it was great. And then I went to the ball game on Saturday, so not much else.
All right.
But I will be going to Sammy Hagar next week.
Awesome. The Circle.
Yes.
And that's going to be where?
That is going to be at Highmark Stadium in Station Square, opened by Night Ranger. Yep.
Oh,
I
what
know.
A great show. What night is that?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. So if you are in the Pittsburgh area, you're not doing anything, you can check out the Sammy Hagar in the Circle and Night Ranger. That sounds like an awesome lineup.
I'm excited.
Speaking of an awesome lineup, we have some great bands for you guys tonight. We've got State of Mind, Silk Nine, 13 Saints, as well as my band, so we're going to be doing a little bit of that. But I think we're going to get started with. I'm going to see what's on tap here. I tell you what, this is a band that I just got introduced to this week. They joined my inner circle group, my private group here on Facebook. If you'd like to know more about that, we'll talk about it a little bit later on. We're going to be partying in the group a little bit later. So we'll give you the link for that if you guys want to join the after party. But this is a band called State of Mind, and the track is War Dance on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Mm-hmm. State of Mind War Dance on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And let's go ahead and give the kids at home the link so they can follow along. If they want to get them a little war dance, a little state of mind for themselves, that is reverbnation.com/stateofmind81. See, this is what happens when you name your band something that is like very common and you've got to put numbers and everything after it.
Just stop
so,
that.
Yeah. So in any case, but very cool band. They, like I said, those guys popped into my inner circle group and shared some of their music. I'm like, shit, it's really good. I'm going to go ahead and play it. So our topic tonight is band names. And like, it's freaking hard to name a band sometimes. You know, you start a band and, you know, what are we going to name this thing is always like on everybody's, you know, and on everybody's mind. You know, what do we call a thing?
When I was younger, I used to want to be in an all-girl band called Dandelion Wine.
There you are.
Because it was my favorite book by Ray Bradbury. That's the only reason. This is when I was in like eighth grade.
Well, that isn't, I don't know. Let's talk about this for a minute because there's all kind of discussion about this on the on that thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of it called the internet.
Interwebs?
Yeah, interweb thing, you know. So anyways, there's a Spin Magazine's website has a interesting article about this where they pick 40 great band names. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read their qualifications for what makes a great band name. Perfectly and succinctly embodies the spirit of the band's sound or era.
There's a point system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Graphically or typographically appealing. So something that like looks cool on a t-shirt or something like that, or has some kind of cool lettering or play on, you know, another word. And that, another one is clever wordplay. So like a play on words, a double entendre.
That doesn't always work though.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Creates an image or is transgressive, like really like kind of offensive or like shocking in some way, or has a je ne sais quoi. Invoking the Justice Potter Stewart defense here. Honestly, no one needs to think very hard to know that Slayer rules. So those are the kind of things I think to me made sense as to why, but then again, you know, I was thinking, let me just think of like, here's a band name that like I was thinking about when we started talking about this whole thing. And it's The Police.
Okay.
But The Police have never done anything with the police thing. Like, for give you an example, like,
it's pretty plain.
What I'm saying is though, like, they never did an album called You're Under Arrest.
Right. Or, no, they didn't do a
like,
theme.
See, I thought they should call their live album The Police Booked.
They didn't theme it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, they didn't come out, like, in police uniforms or, you know, dressed like, you know, Keystone Cops or...
That would have been great.
You know, something like that. They didn't... They just called themselves that, and that was just the name. So, like, I guess... I have a kind of, like, corny sense of humor at times. So maybe I would, you know, if I was in the police, I'd be like, you know, hey, let's dress like cops.
Well, and see, the Village fired. People already did that. So.
What was that?
The Village People already did that.
Well, one guy dressed like
they,
a cop.
They all did costumes.
So, they didn't really play up on the police imagery. Or even, any, I mean, they don't even really have any songs that, like, even...
Nothing.
...relate to being a police officer. Huh. They don't sing Breaking the Law or anything like that. So, it's one of those... So, is that a good name or a bad name?
I think it's a forgettable name if you think about it. I guess that's but pretty... But the band... I guess it's pretty bad. The band's huge, great. Yeah.
Huge. So, it goes to show you can have a stupid name.
And it's okay. It'll work.
Like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Really,
that's,
like...
That's kind of corny.
Yeah. But it was
but it's
60,
cute, it
was
and it worked. 60,
it was the
yeah.
60s, too.
Yeah.
You know.
For the time, you know. And, I mean, it held up, obviously.
So we want... So we're looking for something that kind of embodies the spirit of the... Like, does it work? Like, last week we were talking in the after show, and Keith said, well, what about a band like Ween? And that's a silly name. However, the band is kind of quirky.
Yeah.
So if you're a quirky band, a quirky name, right, kind of like works for you. You wouldn't want to play music like Guns N' Roses and call yourselves Ween. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That makes sense to you?
Yes, it does.
That makes sense to you? Okay. So Ween. We're going to kind of like go back and forth
Weenie.
A little bit. Yeah. And kind of talk about maybe some fun names and some dumb names or some good names, some bad, some stupid names or silly names. I like to say bad names because, you know, I think words like silly and dumb are like more descriptive. So, Lily. Let's get on your list. What do you got? What's the first? Let's start with a good. Let's tell a good story about Nonny Iris. So,
what?
People from Pittsburgh will get that. If Scott Paulson's watching, he would get that joke, that reference. So tell us a band name that you have on your list that is like a cool band name.
I think the band name Twisted Sister is a great band name, and I actually have some background on all the names too, how they got them. So Twisted Sister actually started out. As Silver Star, an audience member referred to them as a bunch of Twisted Sisters, being as that at the time, you know, men were trying to look like women, so they were dressed basically what looked like in drag, so hence the name. So they changed the name, and I just really think it works. I think it's badass and works for the time. What was that, the 80s? No, well, they started in 72.
I think that it is a cool name. It expresses their sort of like deviousness.
Yeah.
And I love Twisted Sister.
Mm-hmm. It flows.
The way it kind of rolls off Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
It has a music, there's a musicality to the name of it.
It works.
And I agree with you. I totally agree with you that I think it's a great freaking band name. Now, okay, so tell us one that's not so great.
I could probably just name those off the top of my head, actually. Well, we're going to start with my bottom here. So, Puddle of Mud. First of all, well, it was named after the Missouri River flood of 93 and left their practice area a mess. But regardless, it's an okay name, but do we have to put the two D's in it? And couldn't you just say, like, Mud Puddle? Or, like, couldn't you just shorten it even more? I feel like it's just... I think it's just too redundant. Too many words and too
Puddle
many letters.
Of Mud.
Yes.
P-O-M, Palm. there's a thing with three names that's very common. I've been listening to Octane a lot, and I probably say that probably 60 to 70% of the bands that play on there have three words in their names. It's very...
I just don't think we needed the two D's, or we didn't need the three words, I suppose.
Okay.
But
so you don't like
why.
Puddle of Mud?
No.
I
don't hate the band. I don't think that it
describes
who they are.
It doesn't describe their sound, because their sound isn't kind of like muddy or grungy or Mm-mm. something like that. They're more like they were in that kind of new metal kind of sound that happened in the early 2000s. Real melodic, you know, so I don't get the mud thing at all. Like if they were like a doom band or like a stoner band or something like that, you know.
That could work then.
There's a band from Pittsburgh called Molasses Barge.
Oh, I know.
A barge is a big, heavy, slow-moving thing. Molasses is, and they have that big, heavy, you know, kind of doom rock, you know, stoner metal kind of thing. Slow works fine for what they do. So, Tell me one that you like.
Cheap Trick. And the reason I like it is because, or the way they chose it. They went to go see Slade. It's another band. The bassist Tom Peterson commented that the band used every Cheap Trick in the book as part of their act, and they took it from that. And I think it sounds cool. Doesn't necessarily say who they are or what kind of music they do, but I just think it's, I just think it's cool. I think it's just a cool name.
Real quick, before we go too far, I've got a message from somebody saying to look at the comments. Is there a problem with the audio or something?
No. It's a...
Why don't you handle that?
Okay. So Chris Thunderwolf would like us to do a shout out to his mother, Bonnie. They just had a funeral for her husband, Cecil Howard. He was a Korean veteran and a great stepfather. So since Memorial Day just passed, we are going to do the shout outs for Chris Thunderwolf's mom, Bonnie.
And Chris.
mother, Bonnie.
We are sorry for that loss as well. And thanks to, what's his name, Cecil?
Cecil Howard.
Cecil Howard for the service. Thank you very much for that. Chris is a longtime fan and a good friend. So thank you, Chris, for chiming in with that. And we respectfully give a shout out to Cecil Howard. So I think Cheap Trick is another band name that is really, it works too for their 70s band. Kind of plays on the sort of, you know, what is a trick?
Right.
You know, a trick is a guy that picks up a prostitute and he's cheap.
Cheap.
And that, you know, it's like a whole thing, and it really kind of fit with the sort of glam thing that was kind of happening at the time. Although they really weren't really glam.
They weren't very glam, but they had a kind of mix of touch glam on and it.
New wave, yeah. Kind of.
They touch on it,
yeah,
but not.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that it like is really befitting that. And I think, again, Cheap Trick, that just kind of rolls off the tongue, and it's a thing in real life.
It's a real thing,
yeah. And you could say we did every cheap trick in the book. You know, it's the same way. So there's a lot of cool aspects to it. It doesn't really express the sound of the band.
No, not at all.
But it does sort of imply this sort of sleaziness, which I think a lot of people at the time, the 70s, everybody was doing coke and banging the living crap out of each other. So it kind of works.
Oh, the 70s, how I missed, I know. How I missed that one.
Pre-AIDS. Before there was AIDS, man, there's a lot more fun in the world.
Damn it.
So, okay, so now tell us one that you're going like, just no way.
Okay, we did touch on this one a little bit last week, and I do love this band, just to preface this, but it's Def Leppard. There was a time when all these bands started naming things after animals, you know, rat, wasp, scorpions, white lion,
glass tiger.
So Def Leppard was one of them. I don't really think you should probably be a musician and put Def in your band name at all. Might be a bad idea. He did have it spelled initially the correct way, but he changed it up to be very Led Zeppelin like, because, you know, they kind of copied off of them. But like, don't put Def in your band name if you're wanting people to
there's a lot
take
of,
seriously.
Yeah. You shouldn't put Stank in your band
that's
name.
That's not on my list, but I know what you mean.
Hooba Stank. Yeah. Somebody put that in. You don't want Stink or Stank in your band name. I found this great list at digitaldreamdoor.com. And this is like tasteless band names. And I believe that these are real band names. And so we're going to go ahead and I'm going to...
I can't.
I'm going to go ahead and talk about it and roll a few of these out at you. The Nocturnal Emissions. No Pants Bandits. Nip Drivers. New Riders of the Minimum Wage.
Oh my gosh.
Paisley Brain Cells, Pearl Harbor, and the Explosions.
That's too much.
For Memorial Day.
Wow.
Sorry, really, really sorry.
That's bad taste.
I could not resist.
Poo on a stick.
Plump Harriet. Oh my God. Pork Queen. Porn on the Cob.
Oh.
Possum Juice.
Wow.
Possum Juice. That sounds like it could be a Primus song.
True.
Psychic Buddhist Gorillas.
Quasimodo and the Eunuchs.
Queer Wookie. Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Wow.
The Rhythm Method. The Rhythm Method. REO Speed Dealer. Oh, that's amazing. REO Speed Dealer.
Wow. That was not that original.
Oh, God. Sandy Duncan's Eye. I've been laughing about that one since I read that about 20 minutes ago. I've just not been able to stop laughing.
Scrotum Pole.
Scrotum Pole. The 74 Megs of Ryan.
Wow.
Sharon Stoned. She Stole My Beer. Shirley Temple of Doom, or the Shirley Temple Pilots. So those are just some fun ones that we have out there. Give us another band name that you think is freaking awesome, that you go like, that just is perfect. There's one I'm thinking of, but I will probably steal your thunder if I say it, I'm refraining.
I think this is the most perfect band name in the whole world, and it's AC/DC. I think it completely describes the band.
Like electric?
Like their raw energy, power, their performance. It's just like that. It actually came from Malcolm and Angus's sister, Margaret. She saw it on a sewing machine and suggested the band name that. After that,
the rest was history.
The rest was history.
Well, also, the thing about the name AC/DC, where it may not be as cool as you think, let me just fill you in.
Go on.
Is that it's also was a... Now, the younger folks aren't going to know this.
Oh, well.
But it was a term for people who swung both ways sexually.
I mean, I get that.
Now, and that was in a different era, guys. This was when that was a little more looked down on.
The key parties.
Yeah, and it wasn't something that was considered, like, tough and rock and roll to be, bisexual. It was kind of like, eh. You know, there were some people like David Bowie and people like that kind of put that out there. But for like a tough in your face rock and roll band,
that wasn't a thing.
It wasn't really kind of a thing, you know? So that was a kind of edginess that I think, like a kind of another meaning of it. And some people, I remember when they came, like in the early 80s, you know, listening to them, and I had people say, well, you know what that means, don't you? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Well, it means that they're, you know, they like boys and girls. And I was like, what? Not Bon Scott and Brian Johnson and those guys.
They're Australian. Yeah. They're behind in the times. They don't
know. So, but in any case, it was just a sort of like other take on that. In the words of Jerry Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just kind of trying to put it
in context.
He's giving
you some history.
Yeah, in context of the time and everything, and the mores.
But now it's a perfect name.
It's like no thing. I mean, Rob Halford, you know, hello, you know. But in any case.
He'll put on a cop uniform.
Yep, absolutely. He should have been in the police. That would have been hilarious. The police go on tour with Rob Halford fronting. Oh, would have just... That's one of those things we'd just be too insane. Okay, so that was a good band name.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have for a bad one?
So this one I didn't know about till last week when we started talking about these bands. I started looking up some names. I'm not even going to need to explain why this is bad. It's the Child Molesters. It's a punk band from 1977. If I have to explain why that's a horrible name, then we should just shut the show down. But their famous song is I Want to Punch You in the Face, which sounds cool. Maybe they should have named their band that instead of the Child Molesters. I didn't even want to look it up. I felt weird putting it on my phone.
Yeah, you can get like... how about... here's a band name. Tastes Like Chicken.
I don't want to.
The Baby Won't Eat His Corn Dog.
Wow. John Fox said Gay Bikers on Acid. I don't know. Is that a good or a bad one?
Tracy and the Hindenburg Ground Crew.
Trailer Park Casanovas. I'm about that life.
Transatlantic right Chicken Wick. Chicken Wicken. Number 5.
Where's the number 1 through 4?
Yeah, I know. 20,000 leaks. 20,000 leaks under the sink. Ah!
And we can go all night on this because there's 1,000 of them.
2,000 flushes. Umbrella Full of Semen.
Okay,
we're gonna let's because we could go just on and on. It's 9:30. We've only played one band, so this is this is band. We love these guys. Tell it, Silk Nine, big we were big Silk Nine fans here for years, even before We knew Lily V6. We were Silk Nine fans. But Silk Nine had a big announcement, what, yesterday or today?
A couple days ago. Yeah, so Silk Nine Rock Band here in Pittsburgh, PA. They are going to be playing Metal in the Mountains in West Virginia. It's a big deal. It's a big metal fest. So it's a couple days worth. I think it's like 3 days. So congrats to them on getting that. I'm super proud of them, guys. So, and I think they're also now on Curtain Call Records.
They are a Curtain Call Records band for sure. So check it out, guys. This is their latest single. It's called I Won't Carry You. Silk Nine on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circuit. Makes me very proud to be from the Pittsburgh area. Silk Nine, just a great heavy rock band. Let's go ahead and tell everybody where they can find all about Silk Nine. Sorry, getting a little tongue-tied. You can go to silk9.com. That is silk with a number nine, number.com. So check those guys out. Just a dynamite, just killer band. Killer band. Just love it. And I'm still, see, this is what happens. See, guys, when you play nice with people who have podcasts and things like these guys invited Lily and I to their CD release last year VIPs. Or so. And we were in VIPs, and they treated us really nice. So, you know, that goes a long way to, you know, sticking in your memory. So just hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, other bands out there. So anyways, but they are a great band, as you just heard, dynamite band, and we've been fans for a long time. So silk9.com. So we are talking, this is one of my favorite subjects in the whole world, is band names. I love band names. I think they're, and like, anytime I've ever been in a band and like we had to name the band, like it was always nerve-wracking, but fun too. And some of the band names that like I threw out there that like were just because what happens is you start brainstorming. So you're like, you just throw anything out there because sometimes you'll put two words together and half of this and half of that and you get a band name. And I was in a band called Petey Gets Around. But one of the names we were throwing around for that band was Dinah Gets a Sore.
That's not cool.
That's terrible. I know. And the guys were all like, oh my God. But they like the name Gets Something. They like that. We couldn't be Dinah Gets a Sore. So it ended up becoming Petey Gets Around. And it was the kind of band it was. It was like a super fun band. You know, we had like Rubber Chickens on stage and it was like real kind of crazy and quirky. It was mid-90s. You know, we were like alternative, you know.
Did you have long hair then?
I had hair. It was long. So anyways, but so naming the band can be
part of the fun.
Can be part of the fun.
Also stressful.
It can also be, yeah, because sometimes, I've been trying to name this project that Jared and Evans and I are doing. We've thrown all kind of, and we
shit
keep,
sandwich.
We come up with a name and then we find out somebody else has that name.
Nobody has shit sandwich.
Yeah, no, they do. That's from Spinal Tap.
Is it really?
Yeah. They did an album called Shark Sandwich. And there was a two-word review, shark sandwich, shit sandwich.
I had no idea.
See?
Wow.
There's nothing new under the sun. That's the problem. But anyways, you're listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Around 10 o'clock or so, we're going to be jumping over to our private group. And you can go to LouLombardiRocks.com, LouLombardiRocks.com, and you're going to get right in. And we're going to be doing, we're going to be drinking and partying and you're going to get to hear the real dirty jokes. Right, Lily?
Yes.
Lily in the Kiss t-shirt.
Not necessarily a good band name.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
Is it a bad band name?
I don't say it's bad. I just don't. I think it's like the Police.
I actually think Kiss is a good band name in the sense that if you put it in context of the era that they came out of.
Truth.
And what I like about them, and this is something I really admire about them, at the time when there was the Monkees.
They
the
didn't put
who,
the.
They weren't the Kiss.
Right.
Because that would just be like, you know, terrible. But I think Kiss, like, I think.
In it, your face. Think, and yeah. It looks great in lights.
It looks great in lights. They got it. They did a good logo for it. And it was the 70s, like early 70s. So, I mean, you know, because sometimes you got to. Some of these people that, some of you guys out there that chimed in today with on our Facebook post this week. I could tell, like, some people were, like, older, some people were younger. You could kind of tell by some of the answers they gave.
You can tell by what era.
Exactly. some of the names that were on here, some of these bands I've never heard of, but I don't doubt. Like, I Wrestled a Bear once.
I don't even know who that is.
Lauren Moskals contributed that. David Cross's Goat Whore. But you
I know who Goat Whore is, yes. I mean, they're super heavy, so, I mean, it kind of, I get it with the whole goat and the Baphomet thing.
Some of you guys I'm going to disagree with, like, I think that, who said?
Jet, I have to disagree.
Yeah, R.L. Johnson says I think Jet's a great
name. I think it's a cool name.
You know, I think it's a very, I think it was a great band.
That one under it, there is a bad name. The one under Jet, under Johnson's.
Yeah, I'll say it. Anal Spangler. Alan Spangler said anal cunt. And I don't know. You know, there's all kind of.
There's a lot of anal ones.
Yeah,
out there.
There's tons of that out there. There's one that's a play on John Mellencamp's name. And I have to go look it up. I can't remember what it's called. I have to find it for you guys. The Butthole. Dan Couture says the Butthole Surfers. That is a kind of bizarre name.
That's actually on my shit list. I'm yeah, not gonna lie.
You know what I mean? Evan Berg says Bitch Killer. That was his old band.
Okay. Oh,
that's kind of a cool name. Mott the Hoople's a silly name. I agree, Chris. Chumbawamba.
There's supposedly some sort of a meaning behind that, but I don't know what it is. Because I don't care.
Chris Thunderwolf says The. Yeah, that's a kind
that's
of dumb name.
That's legit.
I disagree with Loke.
Maybe Loki Rivano?
Loki Rivano. Loki. From, really? From Norse mythology?
That'd be cool if that was your real name.
Metallica. I think Metallica is
I completely
name.
Have to disagree with your thinking Metallica is bad.
Yeah. That's perfect.
That's a great name.
If you are a metal band, like, I'm sure there were probably tons of bands afterwards that probably, that were like kind of starting around the same time, who probably even thought that and then realized, oh shit, that's taken. I think that's a... Chris Hunter says, Johnny Rectum and the Inflamed Bowels.
I don't even, is that real?
Premature afterbirth on toast.
Is that real too? I kind of want to really know if those are real because I didn't want to look them up. I don't want that shit on my phone.
Oh, God. Michael Thomas Madden says Strawberry Alarm Clock. I think that's a cool name. The Strawberry Alarm Clock was from that psychedelic era. And so I think Strawberry Alarm Clock kind of fits what those guys were doing. I don't necessarily wouldn't put that down. But I think Fred Smith is on with Abortion Fudge Sunday.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I don't think that's a good one. Ernie Dirt says Uncle Bob touched me. Now, Ernie, I don't know if that was a cry for help or if that was an actual band name.
Oh, Ernie.
But if Uncle Bob did touch you, there's like a hotline for that. You can find it out. Joe Pittner says Resistance 13, but you told me
that's local
his,
guys.
That's his band.
That's his band.
So, Joe, we think it's a cool name. Jeff Gardner says Dexy's Midnight Runners. It's kind of a silly name. But that probably has some meaning.
I'm sure it does. I didn't look it up.
Yeah, it's,
but the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, the Goo Goo Dolls. And they named their album A Boy Named Goo. What did you say about the Goo Goo Dolls?
Their name before they were the Goo Goo Dolls was Sex Maggots. And a guy at a club would not put that on the marquee. They had to change the name. So henceforth, the Goo Goo Dolls.
So
I don't know what's worse. Because Sex Maggots definitely doesn't describe the type of music that they are. I would think that's heavy metal, and they're not.
What, Nate, come on, let's tell me one now that's, you think is
one?
Really great. Go ahead, say
Motley Crue.
Yeah, that is a great name for a band.
That is one of the best names
out there. And especially for that band.
Yeah.
Because they were a Motley Crue.
Absolutely. And, Mick Mars came up with the name. They were going to, when Nikki Sixx wanted to call him Christmas, I get why. Would have never worked, I don't think, in the long run for them. But Motley Crue is perfect for them. And they, you know, changed the spelling a little bit, put the umlaut in there, of course, and henceforth it's heavy metal. So, well, glam metal, I guess. I don't know what you call them. They don't know what they are either, I don't think.
So now tell me one that you don't think is
so great.
Poo-poo. Poo-poo.
I think the band name, the Presidents of the United States of America, is a horrible band name. I actually like that band, but I think it's too long. I think if you try to Google that shit now, you're going to find all kinds of stuff you don't want to look at.
Yeah.
Like the Presidents. And, of course, when they came out with the name, internet wasn't big then. They didn't know this was going to happen. But it's just a bitch to search. So.
Yeah. I think any band name that is also a name of a bunch of other things is really, really
bad idea.
I've had bands like approach me about playing their music and stuff like that. And I've even said to a couple bands, like when we talked about State of Mind. That's a great band. You guys are awesome band. But that name is just like, that's too many things called a state of mind. So
it's going to be hard to find.
I mean, it's hard to find when I'm looking for you guys.
And this day and age, you need to be able to Google search that like that or nobody's going to care.
Exactly. That's a good point. There's some here I disagree with. Brian Urso, who's a buddy of mine and took guitar lessons off me for a long time. He's a dear friend. I love him very much. But Brian, I disagree with you about the Strokes.
Yeah, I like that name too.
I think that's a cool name.
Blind Melon, I agree with.
It has a sexual connotation as well. Like there's a, mm-hmm. I totally think it's a cool name. What were you saying? Oh, Barb Herlejewski says
Blind Melon's a great band, but that name's kind of
yeah.
What's it mean?
I don't know.
Like, what is it about?
Is there such a thing as a blonde? Turds of Misery, Jason Pinkney. Oh, that's... Oh,
Jason.
This picture is floating around the internet. You guys can find it.
I'm messaging you about that later.
Matt Dudek, Leprosy.
Leprosy, like local leprosy or leprosy, like national leprosy?
Nickelback. Probably a couple people wrote Nickelback on there. Peter Vanderdrift, Hoobastank. We mentioned that
earlier.
Yeah, we
don't.
Like, you know, don't put Stank in your name. Crash McCracken, who I think is a cool dude and a great drummer, he doesn't like Pink Floyd. But again, that where you guys have to put yourself. That's they were originally a psychedelic band from that. Like they were originally a mod band, then they became more psychedelic. So you got to put it in. And I don't. I think it would have been tough. Like it would have changed your name. You know what I mean? It would have been kind of weird. So, Neon Trees, and he said Green Day. Kelly Caligiuri says Revolting Cox. Brian, again, I love you, Brian, but I disagree with you about the Cramps.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's a cool name for like for the kind of music that they did. You know, you wouldn't call a band like, I don't know, like Dream Theater. You wouldn't call them the Cramps. It wouldn't.
Our live video stopped.
Who? Andy Taravella. What'd you say?
Our live video stopped.
Well, that's wrong. So I don't know how to restart it. maybe you don't get to watch. Fuck you. how do I do this? I'm not sure how to do this. Well, it says one person's watching now.
Oh, wait. Okay. I think we're back up. Okay. I think it just spooked out on us for a second.
Okay. Anyhow, so we're talking about band names. Todd Kane says the Headpins. I didn't think anybody else remembered this band. I think this band is very, very cool. They're a Canadian band, female rock singer, produced by Geddy Lee from Rush.
I'm gonna hate him.
Actually, I don't think you would. They're not like Rush at all. They're like a pop rock, 80s rock kind of band.
Oh, okay. Then we're okay, I guess.
Then we're okay. Alan Spangler says Florida Georgia Line. The name annoys me. Keith Hawkins says the band annoys me.
I get it.
So let's run down some. Do you have a few more that you want to talk about that are awesome? We're hitting a lot of bad ones. So we got to bring in some good ones. We're gonna play another song here in a minute.
Iron Maiden, I think, is a great name for our band.
Hell,
I mean,
yeah.
it's a torture device from the Dark Ages. The name came from the film Man in the Iron Mask, which I think alludes to the epic stories that the band tells in general with their music. So there you go. Great name.
What else you got? Give me another.
Oh, you want another good one? Queen. I think Queen's a great name for a band. I know it has its homosexual connotations, and Freddie knew that too. He didn't care at the time.
Part of it. I think that it was kind of like wink, wink.
No,
nudge,
he actually
nudge.
Didn't take that into consideration. But he said it was a strong name, appropriate for rock royalty, so that's why he named them Queen.
Okay,
I think it's a great name.
What else you got?
I also have Motorhead.
Yeah.
Sort of, again, another band that reflects what they do, speed metal sort of thing. Although Lemmy would tell you it's a reference to amphetamine users. So,
but a Motorhead is also like somebody that loves cars.
Cars, yeah.
You know, we call them, I'm in the car business.
And he just he added the umlaut because it looked mean. That's what he said. So it's another good one. What more?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think Wasp is actually a good name.
We are sexual perverts.
Yes. Actually, it means literally nothing. They put the periods in there so people would question it. I think that's great.
I thought that you told me. I've been telling everybody for 3 weeks or 2 months that's what it stands for. Because that's what you told me.
No. It means literally.
You did tell me that, though.
It means nothing.
You led me astray. I feel so...
You feel
betrayed,
used, do it, you used. Like it.
I feel used. I feel so dirty.
It actually means nothing. They wanted people to debate it, and I think that's a great way to have a band name so everybody can question and make up their own thing what it is.
What else you got?
My last one on my good list. Actually, no, I have two more. I have Slayer, which is an obvious
one. Of course.
That's an obvious one. I don't really think I need to explain it. It's short and sweet and to the point. Also a reflection of the kind of band they are. And my last one on my good list is Aerosmith. Yes, it's my favorite band, but I also think it's a great name. I think Joey Kramer came up with it when he used to write Aerosmith on his notebooks all the time, and then he was listening to Harry Nilsson's Aerial Ballet, which he had to actually convince the band that it wasn't Aerosmith, A-R-R-O-W Smith, like Sinclair Lewis novel. So, but I think it's cool. I don't know that it necessarily reflects what the band plays, but I just think it's a kind of a badass name.
I think some others that we haven't mentioned that I think are really cool. Black Sabbath, I think it's a great name. I think Led Zeppelin is a great name. I think Steppenwolf is a great name for a band. So there's a lot of them out there that are like I think Megadeth. Great. I mean, it just says what. Although Megadeth isn't like death metal.
No.
They're metal, though. When they first started, though, there weren't as many genres of metal yet.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't in these 20,000 directions.
Yeah, we had a show on that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know,
it was metal. Yeah, and that's what it was.
So I think now you might go like, well, they're not really death metal, you know. Yeah. I think Pantera is an awesome name for a band. Was a Mexican for Panther, I think. And which is without, but they could have called themselves Panther, and that would have been like, eh, you know, because we talked about don't name it after an animal. But
yeah,
because it's
Pantera.
Well,
there was just so many.
Let me ask you a couple. Let me ask you, throw one out here and tell me what you think. Insane Clown Posse. Is that a good name?
For what they are, yes. I hate clowns in general, but yes, for what they are. Have you been to a show? Oh my God, don't go to a show. Not unless you want Fago Pop all over you.
Gore.
What does it mean, though?
Kind of a dumb name.
I think it's kind of dumb. I don't know what it means.
War. Like war. War or something.
Oh, well.
I don't know. We could look that up. Band. We're going to play another band. We're going to game playing another band tonight, right? Nah. So just eat a little time. Take a break. Have some time talk. With some peanut, just some Skippy peanut butter on it.
I can't deal with you right now. Oh, wow.
This is 13 Saints. Woe is me. I love this band. I just discovered them today. I know.
Yay, what?
Yeah, I think they're a great band. Just straight rock. You're going to love them. I don't need to describe it. Just check them out. 13 Saints, Woe is Me, on the Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Behind my back there's condemnation. Never worries me. Down here in some kind of make believe.
All right. That, my friends, is 13 Saints. Woe is me. I think that band just kicks freaking ass. I loves them.
Wow.
I loves them. I loves them. I think they're just very awesome. So let's go ahead and tell the kids where they can get themselves some 13 Saints. And you can go to facebook.com/13SaintsRock. That's where you can find them there on the old Facebook. I didn't find like a www. site, so go to Facebook and check them all out.
Facebook.
We started off with State of Mind. You go to reverbnation.com/stateofmind81. We had Silk Nine in there, guys. These guys have their shit together with the internet and everything. Silk9.com. Check them out. So we have this. This is a great website, guys, that you can go to. Digitaldreamdoor.com. And there's some hilarious band names on here. Willie Nelson Mandela.
I thought that was good.
Whorehouse of Representatives. White People Lie.
Wow.
The Whip 'Em Out Girls.
What are we whipping out?
Wendy and Her Menstrual Cycles.
No.
Well Strung.
I can't.
We the Peephole.
No.
Waldo the Dog-Faced Boys. Waffles Against AIDS.
The Yeezy Girls? Ew. No. That's...
Your Naked Mother. Zulu Leprechauns.
No, stop it. Vomit Launch. Come on. Actually, that doesn't sound bad.
Urine Specimen.
Vegetarian Meat.
Oh, God.
Get out of here.
Two Cow Garage. Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza.
That's enough. Toxic Shock in the Tampons. What?
Tonto's Expanding Headband. To Live and Shave in L.A. Oh, here you go. Titty Bingo.
What does that mean? Three Dead Trolls in a Baggie?
This is serious, Mom.
They tried to frame OJ.
They might be Giants. That's an actual. We know they might be Giants. You know the band? You don't know they might be Giants.
Mm-mm.
We're gonna have to have a serious discussion later.
Oh, don't tell me about discussions.
Saint Mucus.
The Spastic Rats.
So here's one that everybody knows, the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yeah. I don't hate them.
I could get why they might.
They've come to Jurgles a couple times.
Well, I mean, they're that like a big band thing, right?
They're jazz
band.
Like
the Brian Setzer Orchestra or something like that. Like, but just a little, maybe like a little more.
They're a little dark. Whoa.
Ronnie James Deodorant.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Rats of Unusual Size. That's from The Princess Bride. It's actually Rodents of Unusual Size.
I already said Poo.
Pontius Copilot. The Pissed Off Postman. Pepto-Dismal.
Phlegm Fatale.
Oh, God.
I don't hate that, though.
The Phenobarbitals. Paul Will Eat Himself.
Pabst Smear.
Pabst Smear. Here's one. Our manager told us that our band name was too long and difficult to remember, and we had to change it. So after a long brainstorming session, we came up with this one because all the other ones sucked.
That's a fail.
That's a band name.
You failed.
Organic Condom Mazda Drugs. Oh, here's a good one. Orange juice after toothpaste.
The orange juice. Wow.
Oedipussy. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Once I killed a gopher with a stick.
What the fuck?
Not with my camel. Nomad nipples. No pants bandits. Naked potato. Naked David Hasselhoff, really? The Napoleon Blown Aparts.
I mean, they're clever. They're clever, but they're horrible.
Mustard plug.
They're horrible.
Oh, my God. Mussolini head kick. The muscular lesbians.
I want to see them. Moist fist? No. Absolutely. Moist. Absolutely not.
You know, there's a an article on the web somewhere about words that people hate. And, you know, moist is a is like one
it
of the words.
People
that, like,
out.
A lot of people hate that word. They can't. They don't want to use it. They don't like it.
The only time I ever liked it is when Steven Tyler said it in a Burger King commercial for the Super Bowl. It's the only time I liked that word.
Mr. Holland's anus.
Mini pearl necklace.
I know that. You caught me before I could say it. Men with issues.
Meat puppets. I know that.
Yeah, of course.
I know them.
Meat puppets. They had a big song, and then the Nirvana covered a couple of their songs. Nirvana is on some lists as a good name,
I don't think it's a bad name.
Well, I get it
for what it is.
Nirvana, you know, it's like,
even though they were like, oh, let's all kill ourselves, yay.
Man or Astro Man. That was a real band. I mean, these are, I believe that these are probably all real bands. Some of them are probably
Lip Smacking Kitten Lunch.
The Lust Penguins.
Lick the Dog.
Lion Bitch and the Restraining Orders. Limp Wrist. Well, with the one we didn't... did we mention Limp Bizkit?
It's on my terrible
that's
one.
That's just, like, awful.
Well, you know what Limp Bizkit means, yes?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's about a limp dick.
No.
What is it?
It is a game that British children play. Children. They take an actual pastry and they circle it and they masturbate onto it. And the last person has to eat it. And this is a real thing.
Here we are. I knew there was one about John Mellencamp. John Cougar Concentration Camp. John Denver's co-pilot. Joan of Arcadia.
Jesus Christ and the Nail Knockers. Oh, my.
Don't act so offended. You're not religious.
I'm not, but that just seems like it's wrong.
Jerry's Kids.
Jehovah's Waitresses.
Jehovah's Witness Protection Plan.
I see why these bands aren't famous.
Jason's cat died. Aww.
Aww.
There it is. I wrestled a bear once.
There it is.
I've got a wedgie. I don't know if anybody else is finding this entertaining. So we're going to wrap this. They are.
Creepy, funny. People are enjoying it.
Here's one that the ladies can relate to. Icky boyfriends.
I have a lot of those. X ones.
Oh, ice cream headache.
That's real.
I believe that might have been a local band. I don't know. I got shot by Dick Cheney. Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers.
I know them. Oh, my God. I know them. I used to date one of the guys in that band. RJ Diamond, buddy.
Herpes Simplex. He's dead, Jim. A Star Trek reference there.
I can't believe he's not watching tonight.
Helen Keller plaid. Oh, God. Some of these are amazing. Head Lice of Doom. I know. Yeah, it's a band I've heard. Happiest Guy. Han Solo and the Chewbaccas.
That's kind of fun, though.
Hamster Sandwich.
No.
Habitual Sex Offenders.
Haircuts That Kill.
Gringo Star. Grandmaster Ass
Gonorrhea Pizzeria.
And the Pit Slap Crew. Gonorrhea Pizzeria. Go, Ned, go. Go kill yourselves.
Gandhi's Lunchbox.
Gee, that's a large beetle. I wonder if it's poisonous.
Garbage. We all know that band.
That's a real band, yeah. I'm only happy when it rains.
Flying Elmos.
4 out of 5 doctors.
Free beer.
Yeah.
That's a great band name.
Free range chicken. The French are from hell.
Flogging Molly, I know them.
Oh, God. Flying Dust Bunnies. Flaming Schnauzes. Flavor of Uranus.
No.
50 Naked Midgets.
The Farting Ghosts.
The Fat Chick from Wilson Fellows.
Well.
Without even, like, realizing what it said.
Oh, Carney Wilson's going to be mad at you now.
Oh, God, the fat chick from Wilson Phillips. I'm going to tell that to Jared. Hey, Jared, here's what I'm going to call the band, the fat chick from Wilson Phillips.
Eve's Plum. Sorry, Jan.
ever present. The Elvis Dialet. The Elvis Diet.
Elastic Sausage.
Oh, God. Just entirely. E. coli. Earwax.
Dumpster juice.
Dukes of Hazardous Waste. Dukes of Hazardous Material. Sorry, not Hazardous Waste Material. Drive-By Crucifixion. Downy Mildew. Dracula Milk Toast.
Ew.
Don Knotts Overdrive. Oh, we could, the Dead Kennedys. The Dead Milkmen. Dead Alcoholics with Boners. We could just go on and on and on and on.
Colon on the Cob. Caucasian Invasion.
Colostomy Grab Bag.
Anyway, we're done.
Okay.
Oh, the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. I know who they are.
Oh, God. I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm laughing so hard.
I know, right? We should just read this for fun every week.
Oh, God. What does that say? The what? The call? What does it say? The call?
Call transvestites.
Caltrans. 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 There's some play on words.
We don't get it. We're dumb.
Butt trumpet.
Buck Naked and the Bare Bottom Boys. I'd like to see them.
The Bourbon Tabernacle Choir.
Brady Bunch Lawnmower Massacre.
Brad Pitt Live and Nude. There you are. You know what kind of people would show up to see that. Oh, God. Bizarre Czars. Bjorn Again.
Oh, that's fun.
Bionic Roommate. Bimbo Tool Shed.
The Biscuit Tits.
Big Balls and the Great White Idiot. Biff Hitler and the Violent Mood Swings.
Bernie the Trailer Park Queen and the Deadbeat Dads.
Beer-bellied scum from Central Bucks County.
Barbecue platypus.
Beats the hell out of me.
What the fuck are we listening to?
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Band formerly known as Sausage. The Bambi Molesters. Baloney Pony. The Baloney Ponies.
Baldy Locks.
Oh, God. Anyways, guys, we really need to wrap it up. We're just having time to run. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus is our website, but you can find us at Rock Rage Radio and Classic 92.3. We are jumping over to our private group here in 2 seconds to party a little bit, discuss possibly next week's show. You can go to lulombardirocks.com. So check that out. And tune in on Monday nights at 11 for the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus on Rock Rage Radio. If you want to hear the replay.
If you want to hear all those band names again.
Yes. All right. So, Lily, go ahead and plug, because I know you have some stuff going on.
Yeah, well, my show is Thursday nights, Hot Licks with Lily 6 on Rock Rage Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Download the free app or just go to rockrageradio.com. Also, I am emceeing Dollars for Denny. It is a charity benefit for Denny, who's a good friend of a lot of the bands, Icarus Witch and all of those guys who are playing a benefit on Sunday at the Royal Place. First it's a bike ride, then it's a benefit, so come down and give your money to Denny, help him pay for his bills. Good stuff. And then of course you'll see me at Sammy Hagar on Wednesday.
Alright guys, thanks for hanging out with us. LouLombardiRocks.com is where you want to jump to get the real stuff, to hear the real dirty. You think these band names are hilarious? Just see what's about to come. All right, guys, take care. We'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We're going to get out of here with Lou Lombardi's Strangelove Medicine. Take care, guys.